If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed. Welcome, and with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Wow, what the hell was that?
I was going to say something else, and then I did the worst introduction ever. Sorry, should I do it again?
No, we'll leave it on, right. Because it doesn't really matter about the introduction, because you are listening to the double National Comedy Award winning Shag Married Annoyed.
That's what I was going to do.
Smaz, Daz, everyone who voted, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is all for you.
Thank you.
Bloody did it. I asked a lot, and I do apologise for how much I asked and how much I posted about and how much I asked on here. And it, but you know what? It bloody worked, apart from the telly thing. But the podcast won. Telly show didn't, but the podcast won.
It did.
Listen, to win again is amazing. Thank you all, genuinely, from the bottom of our hearts for voting. Thank you so much.
Tis an honour.
And, I mean, Christ, Taskmaster, it's on its 16th series now. Mm-hmm. It's one of the biggest shows on TV. To be even up against that shortlisted, yeah. And Graham Norton.
Yeah,
and the,
Graham Norton.
And Paul Whitehouse and Bob Mortimer's fishing thing. Just brilliant. But that was our first series of our little TV show, mm-hmm. And it was up against those big dogs.
Yeah.
And I'm really proud of it. And it held its own, but the podcast won again. And let's be honest, the podcast, it is my favourite job.
Don't say that. You can't say that. We're just about to do the next TV show.
You can't
have favourites.
Podcast me.
I can right now.
My podcast, my favourite. I enjoy the TV show. It is a good laugh. But, you know, lot of travelling involved. A lot of work involved.
It's like a proper job.
This is just fucking fun. And we're getting to read emails and stuff.
The pressure of the TV show gets to me a little bit.
Oh, the guests dropped out. Oh, let's just not do it then. Oh, no, we've got a replacement. Oh, my God. It's hard graft. But
we'll have fun.
I mean, I say it's hard graft. Compared to a real job, it's a piece of piss. But, you know, diamond slippers too tight, first world problems. Mm-hmm. The podcast that I sit and do in my house with my lovely wife, she's not here, Rosie's here today. It is...
fucking wish you had two words.
Are you kidding us? Imagine. I can barely handle one. Thank you, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much. And now we've got one, as Rosie said before, we've got one award each for the divorce.
Yes, that is true.
Exciting. So there we go.
I, again, regretted what I said.
Yeah.
Are we going to accept an award and just make a good speech that I'm not going to have anxiety about?
Well, I imagine everyone else plans and goes, if we win, we'll say this. Whereas we are both very weird and we go, don't plan or it'll jinx it. So then we don't plan.
Yeah.
And then we get up there on live telly. I swore my arse off.
I then swore mine.
You swore as well. Little do we know, Sandra had let Robin stay up to watch it, and she nearly put her back out, going to turn the volume down, apparently.
Well, my mum let Robin watch it, but had it on mute the whole time, so mm-hmm. he wouldn't hear any bad language. And then what happened was, she unmuted it when we got our award, and we were the only ones who swore.
Yeah.
So I got wrong. Chris got sort of wrong.
In my defence, I was pissed. In my defence, I was
Chris,
really,
I was mortal.
Really pissed.
I was mortal drunk.
Yeah, and I had to apologise to Robin the other day. I was like, I said, I'm sorry, Robin. I know Daddy said some bad words.
Have you talked to him about it?
Yeah, yeah. He said he was scared because I was saying bad words.
No, he didn't. When did he say this?
The other day in the car, he went. I got scared because you were saying bad words. I went, I'm really sorry, mate.
Oh, shit, did he actually?
I went, stop saying bad words. You're scaring us. Yeah, he did. I was like, mate, I felt terrible. I was like, mate, I'm really, really sorry. And I was like, you don't say them words. I was like, Daddy just. I might have told him I was drunk. I was like, Daddy was drunk. Anyway, you know, look forward to hearing repercussions. Thank God it's half term at the minute.
Why?
Because you can't go into the school and tell them all.
What was said?
Yeah.
I need to talk. You've got me panic now. He's never mentioned anything about being scared to me.
Oh, yeah, he said it to me, yeah.
I might say, what, you're scared of a little word, are you? Fucking grow up.
Mother of the year.
Oh, no, don't. I feel too heavy. Yeah. Oh, that's shocking.
But you, when you swore and said, does he ever fucking shut up about me?
Yeah.
That was at the point where I was giving you a huge compliment saying, I'm glad now everyone else in the world knows what I knew all along, that Rosie's, how funny Rosie is.
Chris,
oh, yeah, and you were like, doesn't he ever fucking
shut
up? I mean, I'm fucking bigging you up.
You did talk for ages, though. And I was
like, trying. Do you know why? Do you know why? I'll tell you why. Last year, when we won, Tom Allen said, oh, keep it tight, everyone. Keep it nice and tight. Mm. And we were like, right. So we got up and the first thing, we were the first award on the record, the change on the night. And we went, oh, we've got to keep it tight. And we did the shortest little thank you ever. Every other fucker got up and did War and Peace.
Yeah.
So, oh.
But it was a good night. Far too drunk. That was the thing. Because when you go to these things, there's wine on the table, right? And I was just like having a nice time because we don't go out much. So I was like, it was like if you go to a wedding and you just drink and you don't realise.
It was wedding drinking.
It was wedding drinking. But then I was like, oh, crap. If we win, we've got to get up and say something.
Oh, God. By the time I was so glad Taskmaster won because I was fucking even more drunk because I did celebratory drinks after the podcast.
Well, of course.
Won. We would have had to go up and went, thank you, and just walked off. But yeah,
buzzing.
It was a good night. Shall we tell everyone what they did right at the end, which was one of the strangest things I've ever seen.
Oh, yes, the white noise.
Yeah. So,
oh, horrible.
Everyone,
awful.
Basically, you watch these events on telly, guys, right? Dear listener, you watch this event on telly and you think, this is really posh and look at all them people there and all those famous people and ooh, not like that at all. Mm. It was more, by the end, it was more like a school prom and they couldn't empty the fucking hall. Mm-hmm. They're shouting over the speakers, that everyone needs to leave, you all need to leave. And obviously everyone's just standing around chatting because you don't get a chance to chat to everyone at the beginning because it's like, sit down, the awards are on.
Yeah.
So everyone's standing chatting and they just started, after asking them to leave 20 to 30 times, they just started blasting static white noise through the speakers.
It worked. I mean, it emptied.
Oh, fuck, the whole place emptied in seconds. I've never known anything like it. Mm-hmm. White, so
they don't even do that in nightclubs. Madness. They just turn the lights on, but they had turned the lights on. It worked though.
Yeah, I mean, it really worked. Mm-hmm. I might start doing it when we've got people around here.
Oh, you would and all.
Oh, fucking right, I would. White noise, full pelt. There's your shoes.
Alexa, play the white noise. It's time for everyone to leave. You need to do that. We're having a party for my mum's birthday.
Yeah.
And when it gets to about 9 o'clock, you need to just...
There it is, yeah. Alexa, hey, what's that? It's the white... You're going to have to leave. You're going to have to leave. You're not like the white noise. Go in your own fucking house then.
No, but it was good night. And I didn't really talk to anyone until I was mortal drunk.
Yeah.
And I regret a couple of things I've said.
Yeah, you called all of the Stathlet's flats... By the characters' names.
So
you're like Dean, Carol, Al, love yous. Al is his actual name, so Al was fine.
Oh, well, that's all right.
Yes, that's two out of three is not bad. You were chicken shop girl.
Oh, God.
You supported the chicken shop girl. What did you say to her?
It's Miss Chicken Shop.
It's Miss Chicken Shop.
Miss Chicken Shop.
That's great. I mean, I've just said Chicken Shop Girl, which isn't better.
My real name is Amelia.
This isn't to her face.
Amelia. What did I say? I said
nice,
Amelia, didn't I?
Nice lady.
Such a lovely lass. I was just, it was the end of the night. It was just before the white noise that I met her. And I can't remember what I said. And I remember I started doing that thing with me feet. When I get really pissed, you know this. I start like losing my balance on my feet.
Right.
And so I'm stood there and I just trip over all the time.
Brilliant.
Have you never noticed that?
No.
Oh, I do when I'm wearing heels and I'm talking, I'm trying to keep eye contact, pretend I'm not pissed. And I trip over my feet all the time. And I was like, I need to go. So apologies, Amelia. It was lovely to meet you. She was stone cold sober, actually.
Yeah, she's not listening. By the end of the night, I was so pissed. I was speaking to people.
I thought you said I kissed then. I was like,
I kissed everyone. I was so pissed. I was speaking to people. Do I do that thing when you're so pissed and you speak to people and you are so busy concentrating on not looking pissed, you don't hear a single thing that they say?
Well, that's
I'm just like sorry, I'm just trying to hold my face together and not burp into your mouth here. So I don't know, what was that a question? Was
we need to leave by then.
Yeah. That white noise might not have been through the speakers now. That might have been our own subconscious. That might have been our own subconscious. Imagine it just blasting it into just us.
Or do you think it was our management team just like, right, just play the speakers by their ears and they'll leave?
Chris and Rosie have gone rogue. They're talking to people like they're all so famous as these people are.
Yeah, Rosie's
blast
for the last
the white noise.
For the last 10 minutes, Rosie's been asking to meet the lasses from Smack the Pony. Let's get rigged out. Come on. Abort. Didn't meet them in the end, but Yeah, it was a good night, though.
Yeah,
good night. Well done, Tom Allen, by the way. He did an amazing job.
I would not want to host that. You could not pay me enough money in the world to host that, and he absolutely nailed
it.
Twice in a row now. Mm-hmm. He's perfect. He's the perfect.
He did it
that.
Better live.
Yeah, you often find that. Oh, often find that. He's stepped up to the plate, and he's known, and he's just gone bump, and he's turned it up to 11. He's brilliant. He was fantastic. I would not want to host that in that room full of those pricks. No chance. No. And I'm included in the pricks, and Rosie is very much included in the pricks. Comedy in front of comedians?
Awful.
Fuck that off.
Lot of sour faces, though, for being comedians, but I think that's just your crack, isn't it?
Hey, you're joking. I was having a really lovely time.
Loads of people who've watched it, who I know, said that when the camera panned, no one was smiling.
We were.
We were, because we had like little fucking happy little monkeys to be there.
And we'd been drinking since 2 in the afternoon.
But yeah, apparently a lot of people were just like,
Well, no, because, but I know that on some of them, they got clips, they got cutaways of people. They didn't have enough cameras, so they got cutaways of people, shots of people before, like, not at the time. So I know that the guys from Have a Word who were up against us, I know the shot of them, when I gave them a shout out in our speech, the shot of them is from earlier when they were just looking at the screen.
That's probably why then.
Yeah, Adam Rowe came running up to me and he went, look at this. He went, this shot was when we were looking at the screen and they've played it when you've said we're named during your thing and we both just look fucking furious. And he was like, I'm just going to have to own it and pretend it was
Well,
them.
That'll be why everyone looked miserable as
sin. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sure everyone was all right. I'm sure everyone was being, you know, respectful and stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit, right. Okay, then.
But, you know,
I didn't know they'd done that.
Now just look like a bunch of dicks on telly, but that's fine. We were right at the front, though, so we always got the live camera. We were okay.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, we were fine.
Oh, thank
we were
God
fine.
For that.
Yeah. That was more.
Picked my teeth at one point, and I was like, oh, this is life.
I refuse to watch it back. I'm not
we
watching back.
Watched it,
nothing
no.
good can come from watching that back. Fuck
I
it,
seen
no
my arm on a couple of pictures, and I was like, I'm happy to watch this.
What do you mean?
Just me manky fat arm.
One.
Just the one, no, the side angle. I seen a picture, someone took it off the telly.
Right.
And I was like, oh yeah, I'm all right for having that image.
Stop it, you're beautiful.
Oh,
stop it.
No, and I felt really good. I felt lovely in my dress, but sometimes the camera is awful. It's not forgiven at all unless you're a size minus two.
Minus two is that size?
Probably in America.
Okay.
But minus no, it's
sizes.
Just
there we go.
It wasn't in a good angle. Nice. Wasn't a good angle. Okay. So I thought, I'm not going to watch this because then I'll just be sad. Anyway.
Wow.
Here's to the gym.
Just drinking water now. Mm-hmm. Good.
I mean, I've had me two packs of Quavers today. So
you've had your two packs of Quavers, yeah. And I don't know. I don't know in the build up to the Comedy Awards why you were having a pint of custard a day. I don't know why you did that.
For me arms.
Get them arms beefed out. Oh, play the jingle. We've rabbited on long enough about
and genuinely, though.
Showbiz lifestyle.
Thank you.
Thank you for voting, yeah. Should we just send a video next time if we win, like Ricky Gervais? He just sat
I'm all right for
house.
It again. Yeah. I know that's really bad. Mm. Everyone's like, are you going to, what about next year? I'm like, no, I've got it now. I'm done.
We've
I'm
got
done.
Two. We've got one
each
for the divorce.
Let somebody
let's
else
bow
win.
Out. Let's bow out. Let's bow out.
Okay. Don't mention it.
I'm not bowing
year.
Out. You can't spell vote. You better vote. I'm not bowing out. I'm not. Never. Never.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married Annoyed.
Double award winning.
As always, it's lovely. It is really lovely to have you back. 4 years we've been doing this now.
Yes, thank you so much.
And it's great.
What's been going on? How are you? Are you quick checklist or you will?
No.
Are you on your period?
No.
Are you due on your period?
In a week.
Brilliant.
Also.
Wow. Okay.
I'm around the 6th, I think. When
no,
okay.
Oh, my
this
God,
is
no,
another
this.
Good week. It's a yeah. good week.
This
I'm
is a good,
good.
One.
Yeah.
Oh,
high flying adored.
You
that's
got,
me.
You got a little sparkle in your eyes. So
I do.
Go.
Thank you.
Okay.
No, I'm really good. I've wrote something down here and I don't know when this has come from. This is just how... Obviously, people always say, what do you do? How do you do the podcast? What happens is Chris and I don't talk to each other during the week about things that have happened.
Yeah.
We write it in our phones.
Yep.
And I've got wrote here. Mm-hmm. Just, and I can't remember when this happened, but it says, I'll never be someone who browses the buffet before I choose what I'm getting. I'm just always left gutted by my choices.
What the fuck?
It just, I was at a buffet.
I know what you, yeah, I've seen you do this. So you go, first thing you see, you go on mint.
Yeah.
The first thing you see on the buffet, you assume is the best thing on the buffet.
Yeah.
And by the time you get to the end, you don't want to pile your plate really high. So normally the good stuff's at the end.
Yeah.
Like,
and
yeah,
I've
seen
missed
you
out
do
on
it at
the
parties.
Full thing.
You go, you stand there and you go, oh, pineapple hedgehog with bits of yellow cheese on. Yeah. Thank you. Orange cheese. Thank you. Oh, fucking bone dry sausage rolls. Fantastic. Oh, a cocktail stick with a little bit of cold hot dog and a little pickled onion on. Yeah, definitely.
Love them.
And then literally 2 meters down, there's like trays of fucking pasta and curry and there's
Bolivons.
Warm pizza and there's actual stuff. And you're like, oh, it's just
devastated.
I'm just going to eat these sausage rolls and little things.
No,
yeah,
I remember on holiday, there's always people, usually man, who like is looking at the buffet, just proper perusing, and had hands behind the back and being like, oh, what can I
do?
This
that,
chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
I'll do a lap of the full buffet.
Do you
buffet.
Do that?
Lap of the full buffet first.
We've never been to a buffet together.
What do you mean?
We've never stood in a buffet together.
No, because we go up separately because one of us sits with the kids.
Because one of us sits with the kids.
Yeah.
I've never ever... So you look at it first.
I do a full lap of
do
the
buffet.
Do you? I wow. do a full lap of the... And you're right, arms behind me back, folded behind
yeah,
me back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Strolling, yeah.
Like do you, a, like so a prison do you, guard. So do you go, right, what am I... Like protein, carb, salad,
I don't know, I just all that. Oh, no.
But are course. You looking out for it? So I just go and put whatever on my plate.
I'm looking for what I want, for what I like. But also what I'm very good at. I'm very good at going, right, okay... I see the dessert bit here. Quite a lot of desserts that I want. I see the plates for the dessert bit. They're quite small. I'll go and get one of those plates from the main bit
and come back
to the dessert bit. Yeah. I circle it like an eagle. I circle it like an eagle and then I swoop.
So you know what meeting that you're going to get before you...
You've never seen me on a breakfast buffet, have you?
Don't think I have.
Breakfast buffet. Got your little plates, get them on my face, right? You go over the toaster and where the bread is.
They love to put a little plate out, don't they? The cheap bastards.
Well, you go over to the toaster where the bread is, right?
Oh, I hate them.
And it's always a little one. It's always the conveyor belt and it's always a little plate. Mm-hmm. No chance, right? I go across to the big plate, I come back, I get the two bits of bread, I put them on my plate and I transport them to the toaster. They go into the toaster. I then have the conveyor belt time to go and get the other stuff that I want.
Someone else takes your toast.
There'll be fights. I'll be throwing hands. There'll be arm locks. There'll be triangle chokes.
I can't leave the toaster. I've got to stand away
from
it.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm away from it. But sometimes...
Really? You leave the toaster?
I sometimes leave the toaster. Depends what mood I'm in. I can leave the toaster in the toaster and go and get all my other stuff. Then I come back and I get me done toast and I'm done. Yeah. Or what I like to do if I've got even more time, and this is professional level. This is... Okay. This takes years.
This is a man who stays in a hotel a lot.
This takes years, right? Toast in, stand and wait for it, you know, shoot the shit, say hello to a couple of people, maybe check what the juices are. Right?
Oh yeah,
get that toast, get your butter, go back to your table, butter your toast, go back up, pile the toast with your beans, your hash browns, your bacon, all of that.
You've gone and buttered eggs. Back.
Why I've gone back.
Why didn't you just get a separate plate for your toast?
You think I'm a fucking octopus, love?
Oh, that's true.
Eh? Mm. Eh? Mm. And then by the time you get it back to your plate, but by the time you get it back to your table, what's the toast, love? What's the toast?
Clay cold. Yeah, freezing.
So,
yeah. Okay,
thank you for
enough.
Coming to my TED talk about hotel breakfasts.
Fair enough.
Did I never tell you the time I was in a hotel and someone put a little baguette in the toaster when the signs clearly said sliced bread only
did
in the toaster?
Did it set on fire?
Full fire. Stood there like an idiot, he did.
They stood are there like when an idiot. So when I used to work in a hotel in Rhodes, obviously, we got to know the staff really well, and in the restaurant, it was a lot of people who lived on the island worked there, and there was also like students who used to come over from Russia and like all of these places when they were doing hospitality.
Yeah,
in university, they would come and work in all the hotels, right?
Oh, like a little work experience.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And they honestly, every day, they were just raging about people changing the settings on the toaster.
Yes.
I swear to God, and they'd be like, because obviously, and you pick up a little bit and they'll be like, fuck, malakas, like British malakas, British wankers changing all the settings on the toasters.
Because
people would ramp them up really high and then they'd burn the toast and they'd have to get all of it, they'd have to turn it off, get rid of all the smoke and all that shit, and they'd be
the conveyor toaster is the worst fucking invention in the world. It's only got one setting, and that setting is, you put it through once,
horrendous.
You've got warm bread. You put it through twice, it's fucking Bond. That's the only two settings. Mm-hmm. One setting.
Just always used to make us laugh. It was every day. Every time I went for breakfast, someone was just kicking off about the toaster. So funny.
The guy who set his fucking baguette on fire, I'm sure he picked it out with the tongs, he shook the flames off it, and he just put it on his plate like nothing was wrong.
And it was black.
It was on fire, and he picked it up. It came out. It was on fire. Everyone was looking. The bread came out. He picked up the bit of baguette from the bit that wasn't on fire. He shook the flames off it. And he put it on his plate like nothing was wrong. Like, and took it back to his table and ate it.
He was just embarrassed, though.
And
he ate it.
It was like a bit of fucking coal. Yeah, I couldn't take my eyes off him. He ate it. He buttered it. He ate it. It must have been horrendous. He's probably dead now.
Oh, my God. That might be what he likes it like.
It's awful. But fire. On fire.
What, is it carcinogenic? Carcinogenic,
right?
Yeah, carcinogenic.
Is it carcinogenic or carcinogenic?
I don't know. That's quite... Imagine calling your kid carcinogenic. It's quite nice.
What you would call a child carcinogenic?
I just think it's quite a nice... It's nice. Carcinogenic. Carcinogenic Ramsay.
No!
Is it not?
No!
All right.
That's terrible! What the hell's the matter with you?
I don't know.
You lost your mind.
It sounds quite nice.
Carson, maybe. Carson's a name.
I think that's why I'm thinking, because that's a name, and then Genic's like...
No! Genic. It's a science word. What the hell's the matter with you? Kids, it's time to go. Carcinogenic, get in the car. X, spontaneous and combustible. Put that down. Oxidized. Get off there. We're going. Fucking lunatic.
CO2.
No. Because that's not a process.
That work? Oh, were you naming things in process?
Well, I was just naming the carcinogenic, then spontaneous. It sort of works. Right, all right. Okay. Carbon dioxide. Fair enough. Carbon dioxide. Bring that dog over here now. Hydrogen. Fluoride. Come here.
Get your shit done. You know, I can't think of a process. You had
I went straight to elements after
that. Oh, right, okay. Gold!
What's wrong with... Why?
I want to join in on the joke!
We could never be in an improv group! We could never be in an improv group! You go off-piece too much.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef? What is your beef? Beef.
Oh, straight with in. You.
Well, it's just happened. It's just happened.
Okay.
Chris has bought a new strap for his watch. So this watch he's had, he's changed the strap.
Yeah.
You've asked me about 25 million fucking times if I like the new strap on your watch. Yeah. And every time you roll it up in your sleeve and you make us look at it, I said the first time that I thought it was nice. Stop asking us if I like your watch. Is it an only child thing? Is there something wrong with you?
Maybe.
Why do you constantly need reassurance about something that you've bought? It's really odd.
Proud of myself. Proud that I made a good choice. Proud that something as simple as a little strap on a watch has changed the entire thing. And now I feel like I've got two watches.
Why you got to tell me about it constantly?
You're my wife, you're supposed to listen to stuff like this. You're not my wife.
No, I am your wife, but why? It's so
Rosie,
weird.
All right. Let's put it across here. Right. Who would you normally tell? If you had to tell someone, who would you tell?
Tell what?
That, to talk to someone about stuff like that, right? Siblings, don't have any mate. Mm. Work colleague, that's you.
Well, no,
wife,
but no,
that's
right,
you.
Listen,
friend,
you did tell
that's
us.
You.
Chris, you did tell us, and I was like, it's so nice. Oh my gosh, it's beautiful.
But can I
lovely.
Say it again, though?
No!
What's this conversation? Scratch card? One use only?
I buy a new top.
Yeah.
Every time I wear that top, do I say it to you? Do you like this top?
Yeah.
Have
every
a
time.
Touch of this top.
Every time.
What do you think? Oh, look at it in this light. Oh, God!
You just hate me.
Shoot
you,
me
You hate me
down.
More than one thing to you, don't you? If I say something more than once.
It's too much, man. It's constant. It's all the time. So you got... How long you had it? How long have you had that?
A couple of days.
No longer. How long?
Genuinely, a couple of days. I feel like you're just...
Oh, it feels like months,
like since Monday. Since Monday.
What?
Yeah, it's Wednesday now. Literally 2 days. 2 days.
Oh, well,
but I've mentioned
goes,
it so many
times. That
goes
to tell you how much he said it.
Well.
Please admit that you do it a lot.
Yeah, I do. Right. Bam, bam, bam. You know, I like stuff. You know I like stuff.
Hmm.
I like
you
stuff.
You do. That is one. There's a plus point of you, right? You love everything you own.
Yeah.
You really get so much enjoyment. You keep things really nice. And I think that's a really good trait in you.
Yeah. You on the other
stop
hand.
Bringing
you on
me the other, into the,
you
stop
on the other
bringing
hand.
Me into it because I'm so bored of looking at your new watch strap. It's nice, but that's as far as I go.
Can I interest you in the Patreons that I got? You will have a look at them.
Oh, you probably, which ones? Yes, you probably told us, loads.
The one that bought in Edinburgh. The last new Patreons I got. Yes, one.
Oh, yeah. You tell us all the time. Got them on.
Shall I go and get them?
No, I don't want you to go get them.
My
no.
bunny hoodie. Remember
no,
my bunny hoodie?
Your bunny hoodie, which every
still
time you put on, say, look at my bunny hoodie.
Still get compliments on that hoodie. Mm-hmm. Might wear tonight. Listen.
Every new hat you get, every time you put it on.
Yeah.
Just look, all right, what do you think of my new hat? Do you
well,
like it
too? Well, you know what? Fucking shoot me down for wanting my wife's opinion on stuff. Honestly.
I give you my opinion.
Shoot me down for wanting my wife's reassured opinion multiple times on stuff.
It's the reassurance. I can't.
Shoot
I don't have the energy.
Shoot me down.
Wait until the kids are older, then I'll have more time for you.
Brilliant.
Right now,
well,
I don't have time.
I'll tell
time
you right now, there's
going to
be a backlog, mate. There's going to be a backlog.
Actually,
you set aside... No, you. Ah, oh God, I've unplugged me headphones. You set aside a couple of weeks in your diary for when the kids are older, and I'm going to... It's going to be like, you know, the end of Indiana Jones?
Do you remember these?
You know, the end of Indiana Jones, where they take the Holy Grail into that big, massive warehouse, and there's like a million things.
I don't.
It's going to be like that.
Oh.
Of course you didn't get the reference. I'm going to take you there. I'm going to go, here's the warehouse, get me crowbar out and open all the wooden crates
you...
and go, this is something I bought, what do you think of that? Right, we'll come back to that after we've done all the rest of
well,
the
listen,
stuff.
Well, listen, we can, because you actually told Robin to be quiet the other day
because
you were asking us of reassurance of something. And I was like, I find that unfair.
Really? What was it?
I can't remember, but Robin tried to talk and you were like, just a minute, Daddy's talking to Mummy. What do you think of this? Seriously?
Robin, stop choking. Stop choking. Shush. Daddy's talking to Mummy. What do you think of this?
That's probably what it was. Just while we're on the subject, right? Mm. You always do Indiana Jones references, and I genuinely don't think I've seen it for 20-odd years, and I don't get them. The only bit I remember of Indiana Jones...
Oh, here we go. This is... All right. Okay, hold on. Guys, just do my... Let's play a little game. Let's put a little bet on now whether this is actually something from Indiana Jones.
Or not. All right, okay.
I'm going no. Right. I think this is not going to be something from Indiana Jones, any of the films, right?
Oh, two things I remember from Indiana Jones.
Okay, two of them. I think one of these will be from Indiana Jones and one of them won't be.
Right.
What do you think? Place your bets now and go.
Is Jodie Foster in one of them? This is nice. Is there loads of kids? Do they go to like a place where there's loads of kids? Do they? It's not Jodie Foster. They go somewhere outside where there's loads of kids. Are they on horses? Is that the right film?
I couldn't have been a better. Right, where there's loads of kids.
There's loads of kids.
Right, there is one of them where there's a lot of kids.
So who's
yes.
the woman? It's not Jodie Foster.
It's a different blonde woman.
Right, okay. And then the other bit I remember is the snakes. Do they eat a snake?
Yes.
There's a really long snake on a table.
Yeah,
and they eat the snake.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
No,
the
no.
Only two things. What are you talking about? Going in a cave with the bloody shrine and that? I can't remember that.
That is not what I said.
Oh,
I said,
there's a track with the mine thing.
Right.
They're in the mine.
Do you remember? Are you talking about the ball rolling behind him?
Yeah, and they're on the crate.
Right.
Going down the thing.
That's not what I was talking about. Stop.
I need to watch it again. Robin would probably quite like that.
I think it peaked with the fact that your first question was, is Jodie Foster in one of them? I mean,
there's a film with Jodie Foster when she's outside on a horse with loads of kids. What's that?
I'm not too fun. Right, I was in. Listen. Right, two seconds. This is an idea for an app, right? If anyone from Silicon Valley, anyone knows anyone in any tech startups, I was in a shop today and there was a song playing, right? And I got the old Shazam out on my phone and I listened to what the song was. There should be an app. There should be an app where you just garble into it what things you remember from a film, right. And it tells you what the film is. What is that? Is Jodie Foster and the horses and the kids?
Ringing Kate.
Oh, God, why?
Because she'll know. There's a film that Jodie Foster's in when she's on a horse and there's loads of kids. I think it's Jodie Foster.
I think it's Jodie Foster!
Right, hang on.
Hello,
it's just me. We're doing the podcast dead quickly, yeah. Right? Can you remember a film from when we were younger? I think Jodie Foster's on a horse and there's loads of kids around. What is that film?
Jodie Foster on a horse with kids?
Yeah.
This is painful.
Can you remember?
Jodie Foster.
I think it's Jodie Foster.
Or any other blonde actress.
She's on a horse and there's loads of kids. It's outside. It's quite sunny.
Is it definitely a horse? And is it definitely
Jodie? No, there might not even be a horse.
Jodie Foster. I will also accept Gwyneth Paltrow on a cow.
I'm stumped. I don't know.
Oh man,
it's not the one with the Irish kids, is it?
Oh God.
What's that?
Oh Jesus.
With a white horse.
This is painful.
With the Irish kids.
Oh God.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Right.
Is
maybe.
That what you're thinking of?
I don't know.
And they've got this big white horse.
It's quite sad.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Oh.
I think it's called Into the West.
You're not selling it to
me.
Oh,
maybe I'm thinking about that.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not Anna and the King?
Jesus Christ.
I've never seen that.
Oh. Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. Is Rafe there?
Yeah, Rafe.
Oh! Tell him his mum said hello. His mum and dad said hi.
But you know what my new name is?
What?
Calling his nana.
He's calling you Nana?
Yeah.
Why?
He just pointed and went Nana. He did it again. So
why. Oh, someone needs to get on the Botox.
Yeah. Nana.
Oh, yeah, funny.
But no, I haven't a clue what film you're on about.
No, neither do I.
No one does.
Could be anyone.
Can you, off the top of your head, think of a reference for a part of the Indiana Jones films?
Is that what you're thinking of?
I think I am. Nope. It's not Jodie Foster.
She was on an elephant.
Oh, she was on an elephant?
You got a horse and an elephant mixed up.
She's on an elephant?
Yes, it's the second film The Temple of Doom, Indiana Jones.
So it's not Jodie Foster?
No, it's not Jodie Foster, but she was on an elephant surrounded by kids.
Right, that's what I'm thinking of. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Right, love you.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.
Right. Wow, well, we just got a little insight into the podcast that thankfully Rosie's never going to release with Kate, which is What Film Are You Thinking Of? Welcome to What Film Are You Thinking Of? There's a river and someone's got a horn and there was a bird.
Right
in. Well, we'll answer your questions next week.
Indiana Jones, Woman on Elephant, or the Temple of Doom. There you are. 1984, I wasn't even born.
Oh,
want me to get references of films I wasn't even born
You've
for?
Seen it though, fucking hell. I honestly, I regret referencing Indiana Jones and I don't think I'll do it again.
Willie Scott.
Is that a name?
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, she was beautiful. It's just...
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
Hold on.
What?
I haven't done my beef.
Oh, never mind. No, it's past it now. We've done the. We can't go back on the beefs.
I haven't done my beef.
Can't do it, Chris.
Fannied on so much.
What's your beef?
I got in your car today and it's like a fucking bin, by the way. It's like driving a bin.
Stop using my car, you prick.
I had to because Robin had left his Rubik's Cube in the back and you told us to go and get it. Honestly, three cans that I had to... I have to open your car. If I'm leaving somewhere, I'm leaving the house to go in your car, I have to factor in time to go and put stuff in the recycling bin. I have to go, right, normally I need to leave an extra minute before I leave here because I need to open the door and collect all of the cacophony of shit in her car and go and put it in the bin.
You done?
Trips to and from the bin.
You done?
It's like a bin on wheels.
Oh, you finished.
Chewing gum in the door as well. It was horrible.
In the wrapper?
Still there though, innit? I still see it. What's the matter with you, man? Well, you not just drive somewhere without grazing and drinking and just doing stuff. I mean, half car, half fucking hamster cage. You just eating and chewing and honestly, slurping and drinking. And it's horrible.
I love eating in the car.
It's awful.
I do.
It's just like...
Well, at the minute as well, the problem is Rafe sleeps for ages in the car. And I know me mum probably slags us off behind me back because I'd rather take him in the car and sit in the car park and be on my phone and read a magazine while he sleeps. Yeah. And me mum be like, oh, well, he's not getting any fresher. Yeah. You should have him walking for miles. And it's like, no, because he wakes up. He doesn't sleep as long when you're out walking because someone will beep or someone will, you know what I mean? Yeah, and he wakes up with the noise. He's like such a light sleeper. Whereas if I'm just in a quiet car park, he loves it. And then I have a full-on picnic. It's
just
great.
It's horrendous. Everything makes just stays really in happy. There. I don't know how you drive it. There's just rattling and clinking and just fluttering of packets. It's
yeah, there
awful.
Is. There is. Aye, that is annoying.
Yeah, and I empty it because you're not arsed by it. You'll just drive it.
I do sometimes empty it. I do sometimes. I get a little carrier bag and I go around all them little footwell things and all of the doors and that, and I do empty it. But it does add up, Chris. It does add up.
Anyway,
but I do always think it's funny because I didn't get that car that long ago, and I was kept it really, really clean, and then I had chips from McDonald's and I dropped one down the side of the car, and I was like, oh, there we go. And from then it was a shit tip.
One chip sort of
just spiraled us out.
That was it. Right. Okay. When something goes down in between the sort of center console and your seat, that is bad. Like,
yeah, it is.
It's gone. You just can't get some of it. You just can't get it.
Totally can't get it ever again.
It's a pound in mine. I'm devastated. I can't get it out.
I drop my keys down there sometimes and I'm like, fuck. What?
It's devastating. I hate it.
What are you thinking about?
They need to phase it out. They need to put something in the way so that it's like a little, I don't know, just so that.
But then you couldn't move the seat back and forward.
Well, I don't know. Maybe some fabric. Like a thing of rubber.
I agree, actually.
Do you know what I mean?
Maybe that would be a really good invention so you wouldn't lose shit down there. Good idea.
We've said it on the podcast, we can't invent it. And two, I can't be arsed.
Nah, neither
can I. Can't be arsed. But yeah, stop it. It's like a drug fucking skip on wheels. Pack it in. Anyway, it's time for questions from the
public. We've done this.
As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Thank you. Kindly.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. I need your help. I have been divorced for 5 years, have 2 kids aged 6 and 8, and run my own successful business with my sister. Fantastic.
Cool.
I have been attempting online dating for a while now to no avail. On there, I have met Fascist Jimmy, Sex Pest Chris. Oh.
That's and on as well. Stop telling everyone me online dating secret profile.
And James/Russell. He gave me a fake name.
Right, okay. So first one was Racist Jimmy.
Fascist, racist, Jimmy.
Excellent. And then Sex Pest Chris.
And then James/Russell.
Russell.
Is it Russell? Fantastic. Really hard to say.
Yeah, saying it with a slash. With a slash before it.
Is that what happens?
It's the slash.
Right,
the...
so just say Russell.
Russell.
Say slash Russell.
Slash Russell. Russell. Yeah.
Oh, it can't be done.
Oh, you know what it is. We're already paying for itself, this podcast. Paying
say
for itself.
Cecil.
Cecil?
See, slash Cecil.
Yeah, that's hard.
Oh, shit.
Slash Russell. Yeah, it's hard, that.
Yeah. Well, have we invented a board game?
No. I mean, the worst board game ever. Hey, everyone, come on round. Hey, are you coming round to play Slash Russell? What? What did you say? I said Slash... Well, don't come round, we've played it now.
You've got a dice for this.
You might get 16 people around to play this.
No arguments tonight. Rosie, play slash Russell.
Rosie has no idea what goes into making a board game. Rosie thought that was it. Oh, God.
Babadoo, 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 ba. So if you're listening to this, you're not going to actually hear the rest of that story because it was deemed inappropriate when I read it out loud.
Yeah,
because sometimes
very
I
upset.
Skim over these things.
I was very upset.
Yeah, she met a man online who was into some really not cool stuff. So we're not going to read out the rest, but we wanted to keep it in because we laughed quite hard at the Russell. And if anyone's listening who owns board games and wants to pick that up,
nope.
Just email my agent.
Never going to happen.
So there you go. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. We, in the last year, have moved into a house with an ensuite. Ooh la la.
Fucking who? Is, honestly.
I'm telling you,
bloody
ensuite.
Royally listening to this and emailing us.
Don't you? How lush is an ensuite?
Oh, it's amazing. It is amazing.
How unreal. When you don't have one, you don't really understand
the
joy.
We didn't have one for years.
Didn't have one at all. And then we got one in this house and it's like, fuck me.
Yeah, stand up, have a little waddle around the bed, have a wee.
There
go
you
back.
Are,
yeah. Like, all the joy of weighing in a cupboard with none of the clean-up afterwards.
That is true. None of the going on the land and being terrified you're going to get murdered.
Yeah, there is
That's what used to happen to me.
Look, I do all me murdering on the land and I told you I would never change.
Every night, pre-bed, I heard a rhythmic wiping while my husband got ready in the loo. I just assumed he was wiping down the loo seat each night and always wondered why. However, all became clear last week. When he left the door open and from my spot on the bed, I saw him pull down his shorts and still standing, begin to wipe his arse. All became clear when he told me that he does a wipe pre-bed to avoid skid marks. He thinks this is a great idea and more hygienic. Personally, I'd prefer he removed any risk of skid marks in the immediate aftermath of a poo. Ick. You do this.
I do this, but what's the rhythmic bit about?
I think he just goes for it.
Right.
And probably leaves little tiny little rolls of toilet roll on the floor because just wiped it dry. Yeah, Ben does that. Makes us feel ill.
No. If I haven't had a shower, you've got to have a little. I call it a courtesy wipe.
Courtesy wipe.
Little courtesy wipe before bed.
Well, I remember in the beginning of our marriage, for a long time actually, I didn't know you did this because you were very discreet with it and you'd kind of shut the door and whatever. Now you're like, don't look at us. And at first I was like, what are you talking about? And you were like, just don't look in my direction. And I caught you in the mirror once, you remember? And you were devastated.
Yeah.
Like a little meerkat.
Yeah. Like, don't look in my eye. Either of them. Don't look in any of my three eyes.
It's horrible to watch, weirdly.
Yeah? You shouldn't be in the room. You've got your boundaries. Sometimes I just can't have a bathroom to myself. You just come in and do stuff. And then if I've got a door locked, heaven forbid I have a bathroom door locked, you're like, what's happening? What are you doing? You're building a bomb. I'm like, I don't want you in the room.
I'm not that bad. I think it's important to have a bit of privacy.
No. We've talked about this before. You sit down, you start pissing, you start shitting. I have to leave the room. I have to go and brush my teeth in the fucking room sink.
I've told you this for years. I don't know what's going to come when I sit down on the toilet.
Right. Well, all right then. Right. Well, you're the one playing Russian roulette with your piss. Don't ever go at me for wipe me arse before I go to bed at night, because what you're doing is a lot more dangerous than me, mate.
Have you ever seen me change a tampon?
Yes, you're always doing that. I have to. No. You just start doing it. I have to leave.
No,
like
I don't.
You pulled a pin from a fucking hand grenade.
I do not change my tampon in front of you, so don't even.
You start to do it and I have to leave the room. You tell us to leave. You go, you're going to have to leave.
I tell you to leave.
Yeah, but I'm the first one in the bathroom, is my point.
Why?
My point is I'm the first one in there. I'm normally doing something like brushing my teeth and you're like,
why?
Changing your tampon, bye.
When you're about to like wipe your ass, why didn't you shut the door?
Because again, you've came in during my bathroom.
I don't
routine.
Think that's a thing.
You,
I don't believe that for a second.
You don't believe it. You've come in during my bathroom routine is what's happened. I'm doing my bathroom routine and you come in and start your bathroom routine and then think, what the hell's going on here? Why is he doing it? Because I was there first, mate.
How wet's your arse?
Not wet.
That you got to wipe it before.
Why is it? Why would it be wet? It's not wet.
What are you wiping then?
You just check. Normally, 9 times out of 10, there's absolutely nothing there.
Oh, so you're just wasting toilet roller.
Well...
I don't wipe. I don't wipe my. Okay,
you kind of put a price on peace of mind.
I don't wipe my arse to just see what's there.
Right. Well,
that's weird. I've never done that in my life.
Well, you're not as curious and adventurous as me. Then you're not. You know, you got to be
not as hairy. I don't think. Is it hair? Is it winnet?
No.
Is it sweat?
Can we draw a line under this line of questioning?
Okay.
I'd like a lawyer.
All right.
I'd like my lawyer present. And I'd like him, before he comes here, I'd like him to have a good wipe of his arse to make sure there's any skid marks in this room.
Imagine if we lived in a weird world, alternative universe, where actually in the summer we didn't wear any underwear at all on the bottom.
Right.
We only wore stuff on the top right. Ugh. And so when you came in, you know, people wipe the feet.
Yeah.
You came in, you just have to wipe your arse.
Wipe your feet on your mat. Wipe your feet on the floor, mat. Wipe your arse on the wall, mat.
Imagine, that might happen somewhere, you know.
Why?
Don't know.
You think there might be... What, are you talking about alternative universe? Are you talking about somewhere in this world?
No, alternative... Well, you told me about alternative universes, and I have not stopped thinking about it. You told me that I was somewhere... I mean, not all the time.
I think you've given it a gleaming thought now and then when we've watched a Marvel film and it's never entered your brain again.
No, sometimes I do, because you told me that I'm somewhere else. Me, but I'm completely different.
Yeah, but you're also you, but you're very slightly different, and then everything in between.
Mental.
Infinite times.
And is that true?
It's a scientific theory. It's not.
So it's not being proven.
It's not being disproven.
Neither's Jesus. But you don't believe
where,
in him.
What happened there? Where did that go? Where did that go?
You have been brought up a Catholic. You don't understand how much this stuff affects my brain.
We were talking about quantum. Sort of
because I genuinely now think that there's somebody who's me, who's not me, 20 million times over, but then you're telling us that it's not true now.
Infinite. I didn't tell you it wasn't true. When did I tell you it wasn't true? I just told you yes.
I thought it was true. But you've said it's not actually got the scientific evidence.
No, it does. It's a believed scientific theory.
Right, okay.
That they're intangible. We can't touch them. We can't interact with them.
Mm.
But there's infinite amounts of you. There's a world, there's a universe where we're having this conversation half a second later, and it's exactly the same. And then there's a universe where we're having the full conversation in Spanish, and then there's one where we're having it in French, and there's one where we're having it in Italian, and there's one where we're having it, but you haven't got a head, and I haven't got a head, and we're talking out our shoulder, and everything in between. a face. Just watch Rick and Morty, it'll explain it for you.
No.
And she won't think about it again for a couple of years. And in a couple of years, she'll claim she hasn't stopped thinking about it. And I'll explain it. And she'll mention Jesus again. And then I'll tell her to watch Rick and Morty or something that explains it. And she'll say no.
What language am I doing this in?
And we'll repeat it forever. I believe we're in the worst universe for this. Do you know, there's a universe where I've explained that and you've went, I totally get it. And then we've moved on.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there a universe where I'm 3 sizes smaller? Because I want to be in that one.
No, definitely not. I don't think they've managed that one yet.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, I have found something out about my husband that has unsettled me and my best friend beyond words. It could even be a Rosie's Mysteries.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
You in?
I'm in.
Strap yourself in.
Beyond words.
Yeah.
It's bold. Bold. Very bold. Okay.
The other day, I got into the car and found a milkshake bottle. I thought, oh, he's had a secret milkshake and not bought me one, the bastard.
Fucking hell, marriage is so shit, isn't it? Hey, what's this? Secret milkshakes? I asked you if you wanted a milkshake. Well, not that day, you didn't.
And it's shit. Like,
is that fucking,
honestly? No, not yours. Marriage? It's a crock of shit. Secret, do not, if you are planning, do not milkshake. Get married. It's honestly a crock
I wonder
of shit.
If he'd had, I wondered if he'd had a secret milkshake and not got me one. Wow. 50-50.
Well, I'm not being, if I found a McDonald's wrapper or bag, I mean, God forbid, I would never because you're always 5 seconds away from a bin. but if I did find something like that in your car, I'd be like, when did he get a McDonald's?
Right, okay. Yeah.
And why didn't I get one? Like, I would be seething. Anyway, I mentioned it to him in the evening because we love catching each other out for not sharing.
Fucking hell. I mentioned it to him at our daily petty squabble round table in which we have a go at each other for pointless shit.
He claimed he hadn't had a secret milkshake. However, he admitted he had eaten something else secretly in the car the evening before.
Right.
He told me he had eaten, do you want to guess what it is?
Right, so the milkshake isn't a thing now. We're disregarding that.
Milkshake's gone.
But where's the bottle from?
What do you mean?
She found a bottle.
Yeah, but he claimed he hadn't had a secret milkshake. However, it must have been, I don't know, forget about the milkshake.
Oh, fuck, I just,
but
I
it's something, he admitted.
Well, see, I don't know if I can.
He admitted he'd eaten something else in the car. Secretly in the car the evening before.
Secretly in the car the evening before.
A full tube.
A full tube. Pringles?
No, is that what you're going with?
No, a full tube. Tube, what comes in a tube? Pringles, Smarties, them Doritos things that they tried to put in tubes for a while. Tube.
Stacks,
they were Doritos stacks them. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Pringles. I'll go Pringles.
Okay.
Tube? Froobs. No, Pringles. I'll go Pringles.
It's not Pringles.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
He told me he had eaten a full tube of tomato puree.
Sorry! What the fucking hell?
As a little treat.
He's one of the fucking doll Miro puppets. What do you mean?
As a little treat. After popping to the shops, I was horrified.
How is that? It sounds like a fucking endurance test.
He had no shame about this. He told me as if it was just a normal thing in the world. It reminded me of the dad from Friday Night Dinner just guzzling ketchup with no shame. I told my best friend and it unsettled her for an entire work day. We keep her...
She's fucking trying to go and see HR.
I just
are you
all right?
You're not hitting your targets. I'm just so unsettled.
Friend says, "I'm just eating human tomato puree
for an entire day." What's he done that for? Has he used the milkshake to wash it down? Because his fucking mouth's just so tomatoey and tangy.
Hang on, we keep having to talk about it because we can't understand why anyone would buy a tube of tomato puree as a treat and then sit in the car in the driveway in the dark sucking it down like a giant fruit. Eventually...
This is one of the weirdest things.
Eventually, we had so many questions, we had to know more. So I asked him how this habit came about. He said when he was still living with his parents, he's now 38, so a long time ago,
right.
He was once cooking for himself and got some tomato puree on his hand,
right.
Licked it off and realised how sweet and lovely it is. So from
so
then on,
strong.
Went, babe, I love it.
Right.
I eat tomato, when I'm cooking, I eat tomato puree.
Right.
I couldn't eat a full tube of it.
See, this
but
is,
it's lush.
If this was me, if I was her, I'd have literally been like, I'd been asking so many questions that I went, right, and I went to the shop and I got one, I'd put it down in front of me and I went, eat it now.
Oh, like tab when your mum and dad find out.
No, not to put them off it, just I can't get my head around that someone
I'll
would
eat some
this.
For you downstairs.
I don't want that. I don't want that.
All right. I wouldn't eat a full tube.
Yeah, but
it's too rich.
I would be like, how's he done that? He must have been fucking a honk and his teeth must have been red.
Yeah, I can't imagine it's good for your teeth.
He said,
from then on, when he cooked, he put some in the pan and some for him. He then mimed squirting it into his mouth. This has somehow escalated since then, eating whole tubes in the car. The more disgusted we are, the funnier he finds the whole affair. I've now started calling him Puree Pervert as a pet name, which only encourages him. Just goes to show you can be with someone for almost 7 years and still not really know them.
Wow.
Lots of love. Oh, no need to keep me anonymous. Jasmine and the Puree Pervert, Ben.
Wow, Ben, man.
Have you tried it before?
Well, yes, but it's extremely strong.
Have you proper ate a big bit,
I'm weird
though.
With tomatoes. Like, too much ketchup upsets us. It's too tomato.
Yeah, you don't really like it.
It's too much. And the puree, if you're keeping it, if then again, so if he's bought it from the shop and it's brand new, that's room temperature. Cause
yeah.
Oh, you know what he's done? This
what?
Is the saddest bit. He's had to do that thing in the car where you turn the lid round and burst the foil.
Burst the foil.
He's had to do that
and
on
as
his
well,
own in the car.
It's not like
drive.
A tube. It's not plastic. It's metal. The tubes are normally metal, so
yeah, metal,
he's going to
yeah.
have to really clamp it down.
He's had oh, how much has he got over? Because you know it's like toothpaste. It's like it looks empty, but you can still get a good few fucking shots out of it.
He's probably got the full thing out. Like
what a minger!
I'm gonna have a little minger. Bit. Minger. Do you know what I could eat?
Mm?
Just like, and I don't. I have to stop myself. Stock cubes.
Really?
I love stock cubes.
There's a lot of salt in them.
Loads of salt in them.
Yeah.
I love I'm like that. You know when it's left in the bottom of the foil, I lick the foil. I put my tongue on it and eat it. Oh my God. Do you know what? And the other ones, you know the gnaw ones, which are like the
Don't. No. Not the ones that look like fucking little things of cat food.
Yeah, but I put them in, but then I lick the tongue
you
out.
Dirty animal.
It's
oh,
not
this
that.
Is
absolutely.
Upsetting.
It's like concentrated gravy. It's fucking hot.
Yuck.
But yeah, so there you go.
Oh God.
I'm kind of on Ben's side. I wouldn't eat a full tube though.
Full in the car?
I mean
hey, your secret's out now, Ben. You can do it in the house. Hey, Ben.
Oh yeah.
Ben. Hey. Stick the match on, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, what's on? Champions League. Stick that on. Eh? Little bottle of beer. Little tube puree.
Do you know what he could do now?
What?
Hide it on a Rivita?
In front of her. Yeah.
Oh,
hey, look,
quite,
you know what it is. You know what it is. The truth will set you free.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Good fun. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Long time listener, first time emailer.
Ooh.
I have a little Rosie's mysteries for you.
Wonderful.
Mysteries. I work in a small office with about 8 other colleagues. Mm-hmm. One of my colleagues, let's call her Lisa to protect her blushes, suddenly started going home at lunchtime at least 3 out of her 5 days in work each week.
Okay.
As you can imagine, in a small office environment, it was soon noticed that she would leave regularly at lunchtime. It would, like, wouldn't it?
Naughty twats, aren't the man in offices?
Well, yeah, because you're always, what you're having for your dinner? Are you going out? Are you staying in?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's I'm having it. I've made a salad. Oh, I'm going to go to Greg's and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So she's going home 3 times a week, which I would ask about that.
Right.
I would ask.
Okay.
We were all puzzled and cue the good old office poll. Not had many of those on the podcast.
Oh, we haven't actually. Well
everyone's
done.
Back to work. Probably.
Yeah.
Was Lisa going home to have something healthier than the shocking canteen food supplied by our company? Or was she trying to be more healthier and popping down to the road, the local sandwich shop, and that much of a cheapo that she didn't want the hassle of buying for everyone else? Or was Lisa going home to have a good old fashioned number two in the privacy of her bathroom?
That was my
immediate
thought.
Because let's face it, who likes to shit in work?
That was
true,
my immediate thought, yeah.
We had plenty of unanswered questions until after a few months of Lisa's lunchtime escapades, we'd all had enough.
Sorry, you everyone in an office, you do fuck all days. You do nothing. No wonder they're trialing this 4-day work week and everyone's just like, yeah, we can easily make that happen. The shit we do,
easy.
The shit you do, you can probably do it in 2 days.
Yeah.
Just don't let your boss
and
know.
And imagine having the internet now.
Oh my God, yeah.
When I worked in offices, we didn't. I think Facebook was more social media that I had.
Yeah, we spoke
about
this.
Fuck all.
Oh my God. Okay then. So what you're going home for is the question.
Well, I decided that it would be my job to ask Lisa what she was doing at lunchtime. Can you guess what Lisa told me she was doing?
So 3 out of 5 days she's going home.
Mm-hmm.
Annoyingly, I'd like to know, is it Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or is it like...
I don't know the days, Chris. Okay, I don't know the days.
Because if it's spread out, it could be something weird, like feeding something or, you know, feeding a fucking house plant or a pet or letting some cat out or something. What's she going home for? It's this podcast, so it's got to be something weird. But she works with us. She's not just going to turn around and go, I'll go home and masturbate 3 times a day, is she?
I mean, good for her if she is.
Fair play, man. So it's not a poo, because that's obvious. Is it to eat something really weird that she doesn't... Mm. It's embarrassing that she doesn't want to eat it at work. Ooh. I know it's a vague guess, but that's my guess.
Okay. Uh-huh. You are wrong.
God, fucking hell.
Wrong-o. I probably should have said it like this, because it says, can you guess what Lisa told me she was having?
Having?
Yeah.
Oh.
She?
Oh, I've just guessed it.
What?
A bath.
Oh, is that your guess?
Yeah.
Wrong.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Wrong-o.
Come on then.
She was having a steamy romp on the stairs with her fiancé.
Oh.
Yes, that's right. Lisa was going home to have a great big sausage dinner in her hallway. Quite literally.
Big sausage dinner. It sounds like they close an argument in like a made up court case. And I think you'll find, Your Honor, that she was going home to have a great big sausage dinner.
We could not believe it. Wow. She was driving home to have sex to then return to work 3 times a week, and that was during the week. How much sex does she have on a weekly basis, with weekends included? Gosh. This left us with so many unanswered questions which remain to this day. She followed up her confession by having sex on the stairs with a passing comment that he'd always have some spaghetti on toast ready for her when they'd finished. So now every time Lisa goes home for lunch, we ask her if she's off for some sausage and spaghetti on toast.
Brilliant. Brilliant stuff. Lovely little...
Please don't
lovely.
Say my name. She'd probably kill me for spilling the spaghetti on her secret.
Wow.
No, good for her.
Yeah, spaghetti on toast, man. Mm-hmm. That's so disappointing after sex.
Do you know... Oh, do you think? Oh, you don't like spaghetti? Yeah, I really like
again,
spaghetti.
Again, too tomatoey. I don't like I don't like the spaghetti from the tins.
Do you know all I could think from this, though?
What?
Is because when you first go out with someone, the sex is amazing and you have a lot of it because it's fresh and new and exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after a while, it becomes a bit mundane and you know, still very enjoyable, Chris. Yeah, really enjoyable. Hits all the right spots. But, you know, you just don't long for it as much as you did.
Great.
How long is she going to be at this job? Because I would just be really embarrassed, right? If the people were like, going home this week, and you'd be like, oh, I'm not. And they go, oh.
Welcome to reality, sister. Yeah. Oh, what you brought in that Tupperware? Spaghetti on toast. Eh? Eat it in here now, do you? Oh, look, it's stained the Tupperware orange. That's your life now.
Imagine it didn't go home at all that week.
Yeah, she didn't go home at all.
Shit.
Her fiancé just sits and has a wank on the stairs.
Oh, remembering the good times, baby.
Spaghetti on toast for one, please, waiter. I'll eat it on the stairs.
Smell like cum. No, I'm sorry, I've took
it too far.
Far.
That's just...
I know I took it too far. Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shagmar Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Thank you. That's a double National Comedy Award winning Shagmar Annoyed.
I should have said that first.
All thanks to you guys. We're not bragging, we're just thanking you. Thank you so, so much. See you next time, same time next year, for more begging for votes, but same time next week for more absolute horseshit and bollocks, which we love that you listen to and enjoy. Thank you so much. Big love.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
One-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.